headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ashley with your 8am headlines. In local news, the Queensland Government moves to decriminalise sex work with the proposed laws being introduced in Parliament today. The laws would repeal existing criminal offences relating to sex work and will improve the overall health, safety and rights of workers. Under current legislation, safety strategies for sex workers are criminalised. For instance, sole operator sex workers are banned from working together under the same roof or in the same business, and they are not allowed to hire people for personal security. Child safety experts are warning parents that using social media to source babysitters is an invitation to predators. This comes after an 18-year-old Gold Coast man pleaded guilty in the district court last week to 6 instances of indecent treatment to a child in his care. The teenager had responded to a social media post from the parents seeking a babysitter. In national news, major health insurers have significantly been increasing prices for premium hospital cover, well above the approved rate by the federal government. The consumer advocacy group Choice claims that health insurers have increased their average premiums for top-level hospital policies by an average of 30% over the past 3 years, above the 8.6% increase capped by the government. Despite the fact that private health insurance is tightly regulated and insurers can only apply to increase their premiums once a year, they were using sneaky tactics that allow them to get around the cap without breaking the law. Allegations of sexually inappropriate behaviour inside the Royal Australian Navy have been referred to military police. During a Senate estimates hearing last night, Vice Admiral Mark Hammond was questioned about last year's removal of a commanding officer over claims of unacceptable behaviour and heavy drinking while at sea. There have been allegations that there was a group of male officers in a WhatsApp group boasting about female conquests, who called themselves the three-ringed Wranglers, which was also brought up at the hearing. In international news, Prabowo Subianto claims victory in Indonesia's presidential election as counting continues in the world's largest single-day vote. More than 95% of the vote has been counted in an unofficial quick-count tally, where Mr. Subianto received 58% of the vote. Mr. Subianto's human rights record saw him blacklisted from Australia until 2014. However, since then, there have been interactions that show the Subianto government and Australia will cooperate well with one another. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.